This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has a new national monument. CPR's Caitlin Kim was at President Biden's announcement Wednesday.
Standing at Camp Hale, President Biden designated the storied World War II training ground and the nearby 10-mile range a national monument. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse says it's a historic day for Colorado and the culmination of years of work by many locals.
So many stakeholders across Summit County, Eagle County, Garfield County, various parts of the state, ranchers, conservationists, folks who treasure our public lands, as Coloradans do. And I just couldn't be more excited.
Neguse, Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper, and Governor Jared Polis lobbied the president to use the Antiquities Act to protect the area and were with the president for the announcement. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The president used his Colorado visit to announce a temporary ban on new drilling and mining for the Thompson Divide in several counties on Colorado's western slope. Local leaders have pushed for a permanent ban there for more than a decade. The president is also expected to assign $4 billion from his Inflation Reduction Act to fight drought along the Colorado River. Mesa County is opting out of the state's new paid family leave program. CPR's Dina Sieg explains.
The voter-approved program goes into effect over the next few years. It covers a portion of a worker's lost wages when they take time off to care for a new baby or other loved one. But the state law allows local governments to not participate, and a growing number of them are taking that option in order to avoid paying premiums into the plan. Individual public employees can still opt into the state program at their own expense. In Grand Junction, I'm Sina Sieg, CPR News.
Grand Junction has highs today in the 70s, Colorado Springs and Denver in the 60s. This is CPR News and KRCC.